ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Second chapter number 4 and text number 15. Yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yat ikshanam, yat vandanam, yat shravanam, yat arhanam, lokasya सद्यः विदुनोति कल्मषाम् तस्मै सुभद्रा श्रवसे नमः नमः। यत्कीर्तनं यत्स्मरणं यदीक्षणम् यत् वन्दनं यत् श्रवणं यत् अर्हणं लोकस्य सद्य विदुनोति कल्मषम् तस्मै सुभद्रसवसे नमो नमः। यत्कीर्तनं यत्स्मरणं यदीक्षणम् यद्वन्दनं यत्श्रवणं यदर्हणम् लोकस्य सद्य विदुनोति कल्मषम् तस्मै सुभद्रश्रवसे नमो नमः। यत्कीर्तनं यत्स्मरणं यदीक्षणम् यद्वन्दनं यत्श्रवणं यदर्हणम् लोकस्य सद्य विदुनोति कल्मषम् तस्मै सुभद्र सर्वसे नमो नमः।
यत्
कीर्तनम् ग्लोरिफिकेशन् यत् स्मरणम् remembrances, whose, ikshanam, audience, whose, vandanam, prayers, whose, shravanam, hearing about, whose, arhanam, worshipping, lokasya, of all people. सद्यः फोर्थविथ विदुनोति स्पेशली क्लिन्सेस कल्मषाम् इफेक्ट्स ऑफ सीन्स तस्मै एंड टू हिम सुभद्रा ऑल ऑस्पिशियस श्रवसे वन हु इज हर्ड नमः आई ड्यू ओबेसेंसेस Namaha, Namaha, again and again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna, about whom glorification, remembrances, audience, prayers, hearing and worship can at once cleanse the effect of all sins of the performer. the sublime form of religious performances to free oneself from all reactions of sin is suggested herein by the greatest authority, Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Kirtanam, or the glorification of the Lord, can be performed in many ways, such as remembering, visiting temples to see the deity, offering prayers in front of the Lord, and hearing recitation of the glorification of the Lord, as they are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam or in Bhagavad Gita. Kirtanam can be performed both by singing the glories of the Lord in accompaniment with melodious music and by recitation of scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. The devotees need not be disappointed in physical absence of the Lord, though they may think of not being associated with Him. The devotional process of chanting, hearing, remembering, etc., either all or some of them, or even one of them, can give us the desired result of associating with the Lord by discharging the transcendental loving service of the Lord in the above manner. Even the very sound of the holy name of Lord Krishna or Ram can at once surcharge the atmosphere spiritually. We must know definitely that the Lord is present wherever such pure transcendental service is performed, and said the performer of the offenseless kirtanam has positive association with the Lord. Similarly, remembrance and prayers also can give us desired result if they are properly done under the expert guidance. One should not concoct forms of devotional service. One may worship the form of the Lord in temple, or one may impersonally offer the Lord devotional prayers in a mosque or in a church. One is sure to get free from the reaction of the saints, provided one is very careful about not committing sins willingly in expectation of getting free from the reactions of sins by worshipping in the temple or by offering prayers in the church. This mentality of committing sins willfully on the strength of devotional service is called Namo Baladyasya Papi Buddhi. And it is the greatest offense in the discharge of devotional service. Hearing, therefore, is essential in order to keep oneself strictly on the guard against such pitfalls of sins. And in order to give special stress to the hearing process, the Goswami invokes all auspicious fortune in this matter. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanandana Shrakaya Chakshur Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurvema Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamadhyam Dadati Svapatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chitapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanasaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Shakantamcha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yadikshanam, yat vandanam, yat shravanam, yadarharanam, lokasya satyo vidunoti kalmasham, tasmai subhadra sravase namo namaha. This is a very wonderful prayer. And Srila Prabhupada puts the purpose surrounding the seventh offense to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This process is that Sukadeva Goswami is recommending kirtanam, smaranam, having audience with the Lord, vandanam, shravanam, and arhanam is applied to the temple worship. And temple becomes an important aspect of our life. So similarly, church or a mosque. But however, these processes are to be done especially in the temple with so much care that we should not commit sinful activity on the strength of the temple. The temple worship is the center point, or Prabhupada calls, is the heart of the movement. People get surcharged by coming to the temple about the result in devotional service. Prabhupada put as a compulsory program for everyone, for morning program and evening temple program. Not other programs, but these two programs are very essential to get trained up and sinless worship, sinless chanting, sinless even remembrance, even having darshan of the Lord should be without any motivation. If we try to examine that how all this process should remain sinless, that should be the meditation in while we are in the temple. Temple is very essential center of all the transcendental activity, not material activity, the transcendental activity. Because the Lord is transcendental, so all about Him is also transcendental. So, temple, sanctum sanctorum, that is the altar area, they have a lot of significance in a Vaishnava's life. Mayavadis would not care for much. They would put up statues, whether they need to be worshipped or not. While in our devotional service, we are supposed to be treating the Lord as we want to be treated ourselves. So, one has to be true to himself in front of the Lord. It's not that because if I am Paramatma realized, then I'm treating the Lord as lesser than me. One time in New Vrindavan, some person named Dada Bhagwan came. Now, he was a Jain, means he was an atheist, first place. But somehow or other, on Surat railway station, he got realization. And his realization was that he's the Lord Himself. He's the Lord Himself. He is God. So, using Bhagavad Gita verses and other things, you know, he's trying to spread his glories, that he's so much knowledgeable. He came to New Vrindavan because he had good clientele in America, And because he came from Gujarat, he had all Gujarati audiences with him. Many were familiar. And somehow he would want to go for Digvijaya Yatra. Means he goes everywhere and try to conquer by dialogues. He has a slogan: if you give me 15 minutes, I will make you bow down to me. Like that. And to whoever wants to surrender to him, okay, suck my toe and you will be realized. I'm going to transfer all my realized potency into you. Alright? So he ends up in our temple, because our temple is attractive. It goes on pretty good, meticulously being served. Devis are so attractive. Devotees are chanting with enthusiasm. And he comes with a materialistic motive to become victorious in arguments, using Bhagavad Gita. So he doesn't have an iota of the devotional service. It is the supreme aspect of process. Here it is told by the greatest authority, Sukadeva Goswami. This sloka is, however, told that one should do in the temple without any sinful motives. To commit sinful activities on strength of chanting Hare Krishna. For devotees, naturally the strength is coming from chanting Hare Krishna. But our mentality, if remains sinful, and on one behalf commit sinful activity, on the other behalf keep on chanting, that is considered to be saucha kunjaravat, bath of an elephant. Chanting, however, is purifying us from the three modes of material nature and puts us on the threshold of transcendence. But as soon as the elephant comes out from the clean water bath in a pool, and he wants to spread dirt over his stuff. So similarly, the consciousness is dirty with material motivations. And Krishna doesn't have to be prayed for material desires. Many a time, if we come in front of the Lord, we do not pray him in glorification of him. We start pouring out our heart in anticipation of something that has come under the adverse effect in our life and try to convey. That is also not good. Because it comes as totally a misunderstanding or a misapplication of our prayer instead. Prayer means to glorify. To pray for means to glorify for. Not for pray for our glorification or our material needs. No. Krishna is to be always glorified. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dradavrata namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasata. He asks for. He never says anything, nowhere. Okay, go and tell your miseries to him. If you come in front of the Lord, we never read, oh, you can go. and he will relinquish. Rather, you go to the devotees who are purified, then he will purify you. The deities are not going to do that. But people turn their prayers into material aspirations. So it's not a glorification. So similarly, all the processes devoid of material desire, they are qualifying us to remain purified. Simply about hearing of his glories is so auspicious. Subhadra sravase nama. Subhadra means all auspiciousness. Sravase, to hear about him. And therefore we have to pay our obeisances to him. We have material desires, and the Paramatma in our heart knows it. Before we know it, he knows it. So, what to speak before we utter the word of our desire to him? Do you think he is going to be listening again? No, he has already listened to you even well before that you can express it. He is that quick because he is the closest entity, supreme entity. Yet, because we are blinded, we can't see him, we can't hear him. We do not know what is his desire. So you have to go to the devotees and ask the devotees, what is the Lord's desire for me? Instead, can you convey my desires to the Lord? Right? So, material desires are considered to be sinful desires. To ask anything of material nature from the Supreme Lord is equal to not having faith on him. That's heavy. To ask something material, that is the Lord, he has given you all the facilities according to your desire, which was material desire. And yet you want to ask him material things. He has already given you. He has given you according to what we deserve, right? He has given us according to what we have deserved. And deservation comes from the kind of karma we have performed. Why do we indulge Krishna in our karmic reactionary cycle? That he has set up the machinery in the material world through the agency of the demigods who are supervising the resultant reactions that we are receiving. And yet, we want to go and complain. As if you are having a package of, say, gulab jamun or biscuit, and you go to your father, I don't have gulab jamun. Please give me gulab. And what do you have? You have already received the gulab jamun. So it is redundant and nullified. So, it means neither you know the gulab jamun, yet you want it. Because this gulab jamun is not going to free you from your misconceptions. You are stuck with the material desire, maybe in the form of gulab jamun or your desire to enjoy it. But even though he gives, sometimes the children are having some excuses, then they simply cry, and especially with mother or father, generally with the mother, They keep on crying. Mother gives, okay, you take this because you want it. But no, the crying will keep on going. So it is totally unintelligible. Right? It is totally unintelligible. Why? Because it is useless, redundant. But the child doesn't understand. So similarly, the sinful activities are continuous even though we pull out the plug. The pain continues, so momentum is there. Rest assured it is going to subside. So when we try to understand what Sukadeva Goswami is telling, that here we come and my dear Lord, please look at my PR. We come for so many things, all right? Yes, you have been given opportunity. So according to our karma, we will deserve it. That is already said. But the Lord is not meant for PR. He is not a PR agent. He is giving you the residence in Golok Vrindavan. And we never ask for that. Right? We never ask for that. So, sinful means one which is ignorant. One which keeps us into the darkness of ignorance. That is called sinful. The body is forcing us to keep us in the darkness of ignorance. When it gets tired, he will put you down in the bed. And it will make you not to wake up even. So the idea is that the transcendental nature of the Lord is being conveyed through the Lord's audience hearing about him, remembering about him. This remembrance is the topmost central focal point of all nine processes. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. All these nine processes, out of all, the central point is smarana. Whatever you do is subservient to the process of smarana. The satatam smartavyam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatuchit sarva vidhi nishedho esh etayora eva kinkara. Kinkara means subservient. Satatam smartavyam. And for that, Narad Muni made Prahlad within the womb of his mother remember Krishna all the time. So strong that he did not budge in front of his father. In one way, when we become stuck with one and one idea, everything is low, then those who want to fulfill the desires of their own thinking, own anticipation, even with a child, Hiranyakashipu was trying to hammer him, pressurize him, threaten him, that obstinate Prahlad did not forget Krishna. More he tried, more he was. Up to the point that he became so fearful in front of the transcendental nature that he has understood it is impossible to kill. It means he will be killed instead. So he became very angry. He wanted to chop off the head of his own son. So, transcendental nature is the true nature of the pure soul. And he becomes in tune by accepting these processes, which is very auspicious. To hear about the Lord is auspicious. To think about the Lord is very auspicious. To see about the Lord, beautiful forms, you know, is very auspicious. So therefore, whenever we are in front of the Lord, we must start prayers of glorification. Children are taught to recite prayers, not recite their desires. Prayers contain glorification of the Lord. That's what we are supposed to do. But somehow, whatever in the back of our mind, you know, pours out. And that won't allow us to remove our bodily conception. The material desires are sinful desires. They keep us into the material life. But spiritual desires are coming through the glorifying of the Holy Name, not glorifying our desires. My dear Lord, if you give me a good job, I will give you good donation. Some conditioning. But that is not pious desire. Don't you think that you will be getting swarga by cultivating this kind of desires? No. It will take a long time. Long credit balance has to be there to go even to swarga loka. It's not ordinary. Most of us are hanging around in the human form of life, in piety, balancing sins and balancing, you know, punya. Even Duryodhan was very pious. Ravana is considered to be very pious, but he was envious. Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has given everyone, everything, even during Treta Yuga. But yet, sinful activities of certain living entities, we call them Rakshasas. Nonetheless, they are his part and parcel, but they are totally enviousness. And they wanted to harass the devotees in order that the Lord will come and fulfill their demand and their ruling. So, to ask for material thing is ignorance. And ignorance is levied by enviousness. Ignorance is the result of enviousness. If we stop enviousness, we will know the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the way of worship. Even Krishna recommends in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, I am telling you my most confidential knowledge. Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave. I am telling you because you are not envious. Again, bhakto si sakha cheti rahasyam hetuduttamam. I am revealing you the most confidential knowledge because you are my devotee and related to me as my friend. A devotee is supposed to be non-envious, and sinful desires, sinful activities on the strength of the holy name will virtually ruin our devotional service. As if you are doing and undo, do you undo, do undo, you won't get the benefit. So this is very understood. So devotees need not be disappointed in the physical absence of the Lord, though they may think of not being associated with Him. What is the physical absence of the Lord? Oh, the Lord appeared 5,000 years back. Now He is already gone, so there is an absence. I have a belief. I have a belief that yes, but I do not see the presence of the Lord. Even though He is here to accept our service in the way which will be we will be allowed to offer. He is present here in the deity form, because that's the only way we can have His physical presence. Physical presence means if He is omniscient, He is everywhere, He is also in the deity. But we need His physical form just like a human being. If He appears in His original form, He will be dissolved. You will not be able to see Him even. So even though within our limitations, if we think that we are not able to see Him, yet the means of understanding the transcendental nature of the deity worship will allow us. Kapil Dev tells Mother Devahuti that the worship method which is described, even in Bhagavatam, Krishna tells in 11th canto to Uddhava how to worship Him. The Pancharatriki Vidhi that we apply here, it is meant for visualizing the Paramatma feature within our heart. So we will never be bereft of His vision. But that vision, once we receive, we have to reflect on everyone too. Because Paramatma is omniscient, all right, and omnipresent, and omnipotent. Paramatma is in the deity form, but the deity is appropriately made in a worshipable form through the description of the Shastra. And because the Shastra is transcendental, we consider deity's transcendental manifestation. Sometimes, if you go to Vrindavan, people start glorifying their deities. It's self-manifested. By consecration, the deity transcendence has to be conveyed. The mantras pertaining it, they are of transcendental nature. It is not material nature. To invoke the presence of the Lord, the spiritual master is putting the prana. Prana means conveyance of the transcendental status, which is called Vishuddha Sattva, in his thinking and investing. So the Pancharatrik system during installation is there, which is equivalent on the the aspect of invocation of the presence of the Lord. It is mental conception. It is mental conception. But the mental should be situated during that time in pure status. Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sadditam. So we should not have any other desires during installation. We can't think of anything else. So the pure desires are to be conveyed and request the Lord to manifest and accept our services through this deity. So if this message is conveyed and the devotees have to understand that this is how the consecration is done, or prana pratishtha is done, it is the desire of the pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada that he has installed Mahaprabhu here. If you hear Prabhupada's lecture after installing Melbourne Mahaprabhu, he says, so now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kindly agreed to reside in Melbourne to accept our services. So that status has no material desire. No material desire. The Lord, please stay here and accept our services. So whenever we approach an established deity and due worship is going on, then we should think in glorification, which is transcendental prayers. And these prayers must come from authorized sources. Yesterday we heard that however we have to sing the choicest realized words. Ka uttama sloka gunanu vadam puman virajit bina pashugma. Sinful activities which either keeps our soul in the darkness of ignorance or one which is totally negating the soul's existence from a body, means killing a soul. Killer of the soul. Soul cannot be killed. But the expression is Atmaha, one who keeps deliberately his soul under ignorance is also an Atmaha, and one who really butchers an animal and separates his soul from his body is also Atmaha. So, sinful activity means keeping the soul in ignorance. Such desire becomes incongruent. There is no, communication. The Lord in your heart already knew. What will be the difference if your soul who has super soul within, super soul knows what you're going to talk about or speak about, ask about, right? And the same super soul is residing in the deity. As if we do not know. You both are super soul. I'll give you and tell my miseries to you. And in my ignorance, I will go him and tell him my miseries again. Keep on telling miseries. It is redundant. It's not. But the importance of the understanding about the Paramatma level, which is a very first important factor in God realization. We have theoretical knowledge, okay? We know the importance of come out from ignorance, become liberated. The devotional, deity worship starts from liberation, right? But because the process is pure, we are assured that liberation is on the way. But then, that is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. The second step of Archanam, Vandanam, Pujanam is on the altar, where knowledge is there. But now, Paramatma feature is there. That is the target. This is the target. So, Paramatma realization is possible right on the altar. And those who are coming to offer their prayers of glorification of the Lord, not prayers of complaints. Have you ever got prayers of complaints? This complaint is coming from us in a material experience. Material prayers are there. Why should there be material prayers? The Lord is transcendental. Right? So the understanding is that Kapil Dev tells Devahuti, my dear Lord, my dear mother, here and the deity worship, the pujari is given an opportunity to become Paramatma realized because he has to treat the Lord so intimately, just like he wants to be treated himself. He offers all his services or conveys services of others to the Lord. And the communication between pujari and the deity should be on the level of transcendence. So therefore, the divine transcendental characteristics will be reflected from the pujari also. The divine characteristic. So it forms in the form of mind, words and activities of the pujari. So such a great opportunity to realize a higher transcendental platform of Paramatma realization is right on the altar. We try to select who is qualified. We say, okay, whoever is second initiated. The first initiate means he is dependent upon the glories of the holy name, so he will become knowledgeable about the nature of the transcendence. But the second initiate should have the opportunity to serve the deity for Paramatma realization. So, then the third stage will come after the maturity of understanding Paramatma. The one can be directly related with the Lord in Archanam, Vandanam, Dasya. Dasya Bhava, Sakya, and Atmanivedam. These three things, Dasya, Sakya, Atmanivedam, is Paramahamsa state. That is the nature of the deity worship. And Sukadeva Goswami glorifies. It is all auspicious. You can come and do even Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam only. It is also possible. And it brings. That is the setup of Srila Prabhupada. It is possible simply by chanting, dancing in the front of the Lord. But never allow material desire to creep in. because they will be considered sinful. It will not benefit oneself. It is advisable that many come with the material desire, but the devotees absorb them. Devotees' association will purify their material desire into spiritual desire. Many of the devotees, you know, they saw Melbourne is hellish place, competitive place, but here Janmashtami is observed and all the educational facilities available. We encourage the students. So from whatever stagnant situation of their religious practices were, that they brought from India, but they got opportunity to be cultivated. So never mind, we have come with so many succumb desires, but when we convert our devotional service into tivra bhakti. Tivra bhakti means very systematic and acute devotional service. Acute means you never have learned this kind of devotional education before. Now we are grilling. Have a shelter exam. Have a, you know, exam for initiation. Second exam will be more grilling. Do you remember these verses? This. This is the process. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami himself, akama va sarva kamaihi, moksha kama udavadhi, tivrena bhakti yogena yajat purusham param. If we are bereft of all desires, or have all the desires harbored within ourselves, there may be material desires, but they will be cleansed. They will be cleansed, rest assured, because udardhi means at least he has come where the transcendental service is being rendered to the Lord. It will attract and it will start purifying our material desires to spiritual desires. So many of us got initiated and into regular processes, regulated processes that will liberate us. So this is the glorification that if we keep on hearing the glories, it's so essential in order to keep ourselves strictly on the guard against such pitfalls of sin. Keep on hearing. Welcome if we have all material desires, but please don't start pouring out. Lord knows, we give him assurance that he has already taken care. If he has already taken care, means you are not giving him false promise, right? But because on the strength that he has already designed, well before he is even going to ask the fulfillment of his material desire. Everything is available in his material world design. Mother Nature takes care. You know. So therefore, he says, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam, I will take care of what you lack and preserve what you have. But don't start pouring out. So like that. Mentality of committing sin willfully on the strength of devotional service is called namno balad yasya hi papa buddhi. on the nāmano balād, on the strength of the holy name. If we keep our sinful activity, that is becoming an anartha. Papa buddhi is anartha. Papa buddhi keeps us on the material platform, even though we are spiritual entities. That is the difference. So, this is the glorification. So, we have to recite prayers in front of the Lord. Do not have a private, confidential talk of material desires with Him. That is not the way to pray. That is not the way to pray to the Lord. He knows everything, in and out. It means we don't have faith on Him if we keep on talking to Him like that. And it can also develop into madness if it is not checked. Many temples, I have some experience in Gujarat, in Ranchodji, if you know somebody, Dakor. Lord Krishna is worshipped as Ranchod, right? And there are stories that Lord Krishna came there from while on 18th time fighting with Jarasandha, the Lord decided to leave the acted that he is fleeing the battlefield. Ranchod means one who flees the battlefield. So he has gone through this town and then went to Dwarka. All right. So there people, common people, they do their business. So one time I went for darshan, and evening time he was coming from his work. And as soon as the curtain opened, he started talking to Rancho, "What are you doing? Today the share market went so down. Can't you help me?" Really, this kind of talks that they give you. And it becomes really a madness, you know, as if Ranchod is going to take care of his share market. So anyway, people do not understand that because they are spirit soul can live happily in union with the Supreme Lord only in the realm of transcendence, not in the realm of material nature. So therefore, he must be glorified. And then glorification, however, should be transcendental. We come to glorify the Lord. People have faith. So there are so many temples, but they are not being worshipped properly. So go and pour your material desires there. It will become like a crematorium. So such temples are being abandoned. The worship is abandoned. Means when material desires are overpowering, even in a temple, that temple the Lord will leave. So many temples are getting abandoned in India. It is due to the sinful activity, what we call. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada gave very good guidelines and baking through the law books of mankind, the spiritual Srimad Bhagavatam. So thank you very much. Any question or any comments?
Maharaj, devotees, it seems like unless we're very advanced devotees, then maybe this mood of, you know, praying to Krishna, you know, to help us in certain situations, materially, if we have some disease or something. So what about if devotees, no, they're not coming before the deities and praying to get free from sickness or to make more money, but maybe in their situation, within their heart, say, in Grihastha life, they're feeling, you know, Krishna, like, you know, I have this sickness. If somehow, you know, if you could make the sickness go away, then I could serve you better. Or, you know, maybe I have a big home loan. If I could, you know, just pay it off, then I could give more money to the temple.
First of all, desires are something. They can be generated by imitation also. Why can't the soul be true to himself? That is more simple. Rather than he prefers to live a complicated life, then he will be nowhere. And Krishna, knowing this situation in his own heart, will give him what he deserves, because he wants to save. So rather he will put him into more miserable situation. So a faithful is put into more miserable situation, because that is to be considered as anugraha. Yasyam anugrahanami harishyataddanam samayi. I will take away everything from him. What do you think? He is my servant. He acknowledges this, but then he has some other desires which are not congruent to the transcendental nature of our existence. Why should I waste this? He is dear to me, and this police boy want to come but then want to go back. I will take away everything, so he will be forced to come back to me. Right? But we have to be rest assured that this is the only process. However, but the process is voluntary and it is free. There is no money transaction or so-called false promise. Okay? It is foundationless. Krishna tells that ananyas chintayanto mam ye janaha puripasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyam. So we have to be true to ourselves. Let's think ananyas chintan, no other chintan, but of the Supreme Lord in his transcendental glory. This facility called temple is made available by the well-wisher, ever well-wisher like Srila Prabhupada. So we can utilize it for developing ananya chinta. And for them, I will take care of what he lacks and preserve what he has. But we think it's a false promise. I'm all right. Means the sinful mithya ahankar is still there. I'm okay. I'm a senior devotee. I'm okay. But then, the sinful desires are in senior devotees. That is incongruent situation. Seniority is count on the basis of advancement in devotional service, not in the number of years. Oh, I have served you for 15 years. I have chanted so many rounds, and so many extra rounds. They are plus for me. I need a material result. Now, namnu baladyasya pipapa buddhi. Bala means strength. Namnu balad. on the strength of our chanting. But then, because it is material desire, it becomes mechanical chanting. In mechanical chanting, material desires are. But nonetheless, the holy name is going to purify him gradually. It will make him come to face about the nature of the Lord. And the soul's nature is exposed. When one is exposed, then he has to be humbled. When one is exposed, he has to be humbled. It's like that. So, to think I will do, you better watch that movie, in Hindi movie of about so many years, I don't know, should be in early 80s. Yahi hai jindagi, this is life. By Rajesh Khanna. Our ITV is gone, has put up English subtitle. Watch. It is hilarious, but at the same time, bent on this strength. Yeah. Material desires are there, but the spiritual desires are also there. How can I serve, my dear Lord? How can I please you? It's not, Lord, how can you please me? How can you please me, my dear Lord? It's completely opposite. Isn't it? Material life is opposite to the spiritual life. So, it's all redundant. Whatever we do becomes redundant. Helping each other, even the piety that gives only Svargaloka, it is still redundant that you are still under the life of a repeated birth and death. This is the process of vidunoti, cleansing that dirt of sinful desires. And that's why the temple is here. Yat kirtanam, yat smaran. Prabhupada sings beautifully these prayers. We have on the CD, the video. That's old time. But Prabhupada sang all these prayers. He loved Queen Kunti's prayer. He loved this Sukadeva Goswami's prayer. These two prayers are there. Keep on learning and you will like them. Yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yad ikshanam, yad vandanam, yat shravanam, yad arhanam, lokasya satyo vidunoti kalmasham, tasmai subhadra sravashay namah. Beautiful compilation of the choicest poetry through the topmost authority, Sukadeva Goswami. Any other question? Yes? They worship the demigods And Krishna, without knowing that he is supreme on the same level as the demigod, for the material desires, there is no spiritual desire ever to be sprung in. Therefore, in Mayavadi temples, we do not go. Even if we go, we tell out the glories of the Supreme Lord and tell them to chant Hare Krishna. We go, we visit so many Hindu temples. They invite us to speak even. You know, but we have to be on the target. We respect demigods. Even we bow down before them. There is no shame in there. No hatred is there. But the point is, as far as the absolute truth has to be conveyed, that's why we are there. When people go just to make solution for their material problem, visit this temple, then it is based on the strength of the seventh offense, right? But it is simple and it is not helping them. You see their makeup, they never rise to understand even the transcendental nature. Because the consciousness is so much locked up in the material aspect. It is not being properly purified without the holy name. It's not being purified. So, they don't get the benefit. They don't get the benefit. They will be still in material level. Yes. There's a feeling of
helplessness. I don't want this, but this is just happening because I've been involved in so many things before. And that despondency leads to pray to the Lord.
That's all, because it is coming out. But I don't think you'll be applying those thoughts simply to adamantly satisfy your material desires. Let it be poured out, but we reserve, do not convey to the Lord. My dear Lord, I don't want to bother. Even we don't tell many times to our Guru even, thinking that, why should I bother him? Isn't it? I will have to face it. But when we are really stuck, then we have to open up. I have been going through this. But then it's a point of relief. Some relief starts coming, rest assured, if you pour your heart to the devotees, not to the deity directly. Therefore, presence of the devotees is very important. They will be able to absorb the problems. That is karuna, compassion. Any other question? This is the set of Srila Prabhupada. And you can see the approval of the greatest authority.
Because he's our dear most friend, we can share it.
meetings with him. So now I understand that it's not really required.
Yeah, but it will, surely it will start dissipating. It may take some time. Have patience. But the patience will be positively affecting if we are getting enthusiasm, then determination. You know, apply those things and Krishna will clear the path. That is the arrangement of the transcendental nature. Material nature like that will keep on more complications, and that will be entangling. Because we have to hear. We simply give lip service and do not hear. Where is the remembrance? First comes hearing. Then you chant. Oh, how can I? Yes, you are hearing from all the sources. You have to become ready to hear your own chanting of Hare Krishna. Oh, I have to go on and chant. It means we are not ready to hear, right? We are ready to do other works while we are chanting. So, just carve out some personal time for service to the Holy Name. That is your private. It will be a very private asset that you will be cherishing and storing in your heart. That is what is required. You will become more introspective. You know, keep that asset with you. And that will be the strength. Keep on accumulating the internal assets of the effect of your chanting and making it ready all the time. You know, and try to become greedy and take up the message for your own development. That is worth cherishing. Else, it's simply a superficial enjoyment. But in relationship to Krishna, everything is done centering Him, then everybody will be getting equal benefits. Right? Nobody is going to be bereft without it. But when we see that we become serious, we become introspective. Introspective is the real seriousness that is required. Not a physical seriousness. You know? If somebody is physical, becoming very serious to execute, you know, how he can rule the whole world? Like Ambarish Maharaj. He was very much introspective. And therefore his concentration on all his physical activity was to glorify the Lord. Right? Simply glorification of the Lord. He was living and executing his service as the king of the whole world. The hurdles come in the form of Durvasa Muni. Right? He was eccentric. I mean, eccentric means externally, you know, trying to do it. He was not understanding the transcendental nature of pure devotion. But nonetheless, Ambarish Maharaj was glorified. That is Lord Krishna's preference. Take the credit, my dear Arjuna. I have killed them, but you take the credit. Like that. So that process is very internal. Prepare yourself to hear what you're going to chant. Shravanam. Up till now we were hearing others, but let's hear ourselves. Right? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Lord Prabhupada.